Hi guys, and welcome to Road to Forex, where we discuss everything in relation to the foreign exchange. Of course, I am your host Alex. Without further ado, let's get stuck into today's episode. Today I'm sharing a breakthrough with you guys, which changed everything for me. Once I stopped this specific thing, as the title suggests, my account grew 5 times its original size in value. I mean, that's crazy. And this is really dedicated to everyone that's been drowning in a sea of Forex information. Because that's what I was doing. I was trying to learn everything. Order blocks, supply and demand, Fibonacci retracement tools, chart patterns, support and resistance, volume oscillators, awesome oscillator. Keep on going. I was trying to learn it all. And if you've been doing the same thing, trying to figure out, hey, what works, what's going to make me profitable, then this episode is for you. I'll explain why trying to learn everything is a loser's game and how focusing on less helped me 5 times my trading accounts. Let's dive into it. Why don't we start with a harsh truth? A lot of people are going to get annoyed with me saying this. I know I've recently spoken to someone who did get annoyed when I said this. In trading, knowing too much can actually hurt you. That's because the Forex market isn't about who knows the most. It's about who can apply what they know the most effectively. Take this classic example. You study order blocks, supply and demand zones, harmonic patterns, Fibonacci tools, and more. You've got an extreme knowledge of the market. It's fantastic. At first, it may feel even empowering. But what happens when it's time to trade? You're paralyzed. Every new piece of information conflicts with the others. Should you wait for the order block to form? Or should you jump in based on Fibonacci levels? Or are you going to wait for that harmonic pattern to agree with the order blocks and the Fibonacci retracement tools in terms of confluences, and so on and so forth? Suddenly, you are overwhelmed, second-guessing yourself, and hesitant to pull the trigger. The result? No strategy, no consistency, no growth. And again, you don't want to believe me? Check the people that I always quote when it comes to this stuff. Tom Hogard, Mark Douglas, giants of the game. Both of them agree that when you lose, what do? You try and learn. What happens when you learn? You are learning because you were trying to stop yourself from feeling the pain of losing. But then all that does is confuse you later down the line because you know so much. Then you look at the charts with all that information, all that view. Go back and listen to my episode with Lancelot on this very podcast, making 20% in a week. If you listen to him, that man that made 20% in a week, he goes, yeah, I used to do all this stuff. I was looking at all these things, and it's just so simple. It's just so simple. Once I actually listened to what Alex had to say, and I only applied the rules, all of a sudden the money started coming in. I mean, it's crazy, but it's not, right? All that extra information will go to your head. There is a specific old study that I like to reference. Now, I can't remember exactly what the study is called. I'll put it in the show notes once I find it. But I'm strapped for time at this current moment in time, putting this episode out, so I'll put it in there. And what you want to do is imagine a room with 5 experts and 5 people that have been briefed on the topic. We'll just put it like that. They're your average Joes. And you're tasked with solving a problem. Who takes control of that? Let's say it was all these mechanics and you've got to figure out how you need to blow the engine. Or, well, how the engine blew up, right? You've got 5 mechanics that have been there for ages and then 5 guys. None of you are allowed to discuss your own profession. So these guys in this study, they weren't allowed to discuss their profession. They were just said that this is what it is. They were thrown into a room. They had no idea that there was 5 leading experts here. Well, not maybe not leading experts, but experts in their field, and 5 just average Joes. They came in a room going, oh, I am an expert on this, but I don't know what everyone else has to say. Now, what actually happened is these non-experts began to take control and they would start to run this. And they would go, in terms of this, what we're doing here, how the engine blew up, they'll just start saying random wild things. Now, why are they taking control? There's five mechanics in a room. There's five average Joes. Why didn't the mechanic take control? Because the experts know so much that they see every single possibility, every single way it could have gone wrong. They're bogged down by complexity and paralyzed by overthinking. Because of all of their knowledge and because they know what can go wrong, these guys that only know a few things and been briefed on the topic go, well, I know it could be this. And people go, yeah, you're right, it actually could be that. And the experts will actually give in. And they'll go, oh yeah, so we'll go forwards with that. This is exactly what happens in trading. When you know too much, you see every risk, every contradiction, every potential failure, every single factor that you could think of when hopping into the market. You can see it all, and it can all have an impact. They are all valid. So you hesitate. You analyze endlessly. Meanwhile, a trader who just focused on one or two concepts, like price action or support and resistance, maybe they learned a few things in there, they've probably already built a strategy and are making money in the time it's taken you to just learn all these wonderful things that you've now got in your head. And it's realistically, it's an illusion of mastery. Let me hit you with another truth. Learning everything doesn't make you a better trader. It makes you into a better student. Fantastic. You want to come to me and you want to learn everything about smart money? You want to learn everything about price action? You're a cash cow. Fantastic. It's going to take me weeks and weeks and weeks to go all over all this stuff with you. And fantastic, at the end of it, I've taught you all these things. I've done what you wanted. You've just spent this, and all I've done to you is just teach you concepts. Easy. I could list them off all day long. You sit there and you absorb the information. And then you go, okay, cool, I've learned all of this. How do I make it into a strategy? You know, I'm going to sit there and go, I have no idea. I don't use any of that stuff in my strategy. I've got a strategy. See, I'm the person that went from that and then focused into a few things that I really liked, built a strategy out of them, and then went, oh, wow, I'm profitable. Rather than looking at everything on the charts and trying to shove it together and make it work. Honestly, good luck backtesting. You want to record information for, again, all things we listed. Harmonic patterns, Fibonacci, chart patterns, momentum oscillators, volume oscillators, RSI, the whole overbought, oversold, supply and demand. You know all those things. Okay, you're going to try and make them all work together. Good luck with it. So this student that sat there and has gone, oh, I just want you to teach me price action, smart money. Yeah, great. At the end of it, you won't be profitable. So if your goal is just to learn, fantastic. You're that better student. But you're just a student. You're not a trader. You've just learned a lot of stuff. Well done. You can start being me. You can start just teaching people about these concepts. But if they go to you, oh, how do you make a strategy? You'll have to go, oh, I don't know. Because I never got that far. Because I just learned crap. That's it. I mean, for example, you can master supply and demand, Fibonacci retracements, even Elliott waves. But unless you've turned that knowledge into a repeatable strategy, just like I said before, you're just collecting tools you don't know how to use. Imagine trying to build a house with every tool in the hardware store. Awesome. That's why they say, what is it? All the gear and no idea? I think you guys probably have heard of that before, right? All the gear and no idea. Well, he's got everything. He knows it all, but he actually has no idea how to apply that. Well, I know how to use this drill, but what's the best way to actually... I know I use this button to turn it on, but the guy that focused on how, like, the best drilling techniques or whatever it is, right? The best drilling techniques. He's going to be able to out-drill you, finish the project before you've even started it. And the exact same thing applies to trading. Again, too much information makes your trading process more complicated than it needs to be. And the more complicated your process, the harder it is to succeed. Well, nearly said secede. I don't know how you would do that in the Forex markets. So let's move on from that into the power of selective focus. Now, let's contrast old me to the newer me. The guy that was pissing around in the markets for 3 years compared to the guy that found a mentor, got really selective and kept things simple. Now, instead of trying to learn everything like this old version of me, I went to my mentor and he said, this is the concept that we're going to be doing. We're going to be doing smart money concepts. In that, there's this amount of information. But we are going to focus on these three things here. Say, institutional candlesticks, Fibonacci retracement tools, and what was the last one? I think it was order blocks or supply and demand. I think it was. So those three things. And that's all we're going to focus on. And I spent months refining those concepts until I could see them, identify them, trade them, basically with my eyes closed. I could do it. I could sense these things on the charts like I was some sort of Jedi, right? Because that's it. Whereas old me would have jumped from something to something to something to something to something else, having a fairly decent knowledge about all these things, but not being able to do anything with it. Whereas the traders that are selective in what they're learning, what they're retaining, well, they're not bogged down by unnecessary information. They can create a clear, actionable strategy. And that's the key. Focus on a small amount of information and you will master it faster. When I stopped trying to learn everything, my accounts grew because I could finally make decisions with clarity and confidence. I didn't second guess myself. I didn't hesitate. I took trades based on a system I knew inside and out. Even one of my other mentorees said the other day, it feels like we have more reasons to not hop into a trade. And I said to him, that's not the truth. It's because you're seeing so many things and you've got so many different questions. I have three disqualifiers for my strategy. Three. Ranges, news, consolidation. It's just identifying those three things. Now, for some traders, that's super easy. They can get that done in 2 or 3 weeks. Done, it doesn't matter. Some traders, it takes a very long period of time because, and it gets down to this, they let their own concepts into their head. So many different things that they're thinking about rather than just focusing on a few key aspects and sticking to that. And that is why simplicity beats complexity in the markets. The markets thrive on simplicity. Think about it. Price goes up or it goes down. Trends either continue or they reverse. Yet traders insist on overcomplicating these basics with layers of indicators, theories, and tools. Just thinking, oh yeah, because I know all this stuff, it's going to make me such a better trader. It's just, oh. The reality is successful trading isn't about knowing everything. It's about knowing enough. Enough to understand your strategy. Enough to manage your risk. Enough to stay consistent. Here's a practical example for you. Imagine two traders. Trader A knows every concept under the sun, but hasn't built a strategy. Trader B knows only support and resistance, but he's a clear plan for how to trade it. Who's more likely to succeed? Trader B, every single time. When Trader A makes a strategy who's going to backtest, he has to sift through all this stuff that he knows. Which ones are going to make the best strategy? And sure, maybe at the very end of it, he creates the greatest kick-ass strategy in the world. By this time, Trader B's already employed the strategy, is live trading, is profitable. Because Trader A still has to go through all that psychology. He's got all that complexity, and then on top of it, the complexity of psychology. Trader B is keeping it simple, has a few moving parts that he needs to focus on, and that's it. That's it. That's all he can see. It's done. That's why I've said to you guys so many times, I love trading beginners because it's so much easier for me. And it's so much easier for them. You give me a trader with 2 to 3 years worth of experience, and you give me someone that knows 2 months, that 2 month guy will be 9 times out of 10 the profitable trader before that other guy's probably even got into the live trading stage. It's just that simple, guys. There is an emotional cost that is related to this over-learning. Because not only does it cost you time, but it costs you emotionally. When you are juggling too much information, every trade feels like a test. Did you use the right tool? Should you use a slightly different tool? Did you ignore an important signal? The constant doubt and second guessing drains your confidence and increases your stress. On the other hand, when you focus on a select few concepts, trading becomes simpler and less stressful. You're not trying to analyze everything, you're just executing your plan. That's what I do. Do you think Warren Buffett, do you think other hedge fund managers, the guys that I trade with, I have these insane complex strategies? No, they do. They all know a lot. They all know a lot, but they've been in the game for so long that slowly they've accrued information. But there will still be truths to them. One complex trader, you might have three or four different strategies that is built over the years, but each strategy is just as simple as the others. And it's just sticking to some key core concepts, and there will probably be some sort of theme that matches them all together. You don't need to make it ridiculous. Most of the entry rules that I know have, all of the strategies that I've taught, I've been taught, my trading friends use, might have 6 entry rules. But they're all super simple. It might be like, hey, only trade at this time. There's a red news folder, don't trade here. If this signal and this signal is this way, then you can start to hop in. Something along those lines, right? That's all it is. Because you just, look at professional sports guys, athletes, let's put it that way. Whether you're looking at football players, you're looking at tennis players, you're looking at basketball players, the best players in the world are extremely good at 1, 2, or 3 things. That's it. Rafael Nadal has an extremely good backhand. I might be wrong about that. I'm not a big tennis player. And he might have a really good engine. But his serve's okay. His forehand's okay. He's still on an elite level. But then you've got someone that is just the greatest server of all time. But he doesn't have all of his game parts. If you've got a defender that wanted to attack like Cristiano, he wants to run down the wing like, I don't know, David Beckham used to, like just cross balls in and be an amazing defender like he is now, he's going to have to take so many more years than the guy that just figured out how to be the world's best defender. And he's just good at that. And by the time this guy gets to it, his body's finished, he's crumbled, it's out. It's just like trader A and B. By the time trader A gets that amazing strategy in the market, trader B's already there. He's profitable, he's making money, he's changed his life around. He's helping out his mum, he's helping out his dad, he's got his wife and kids doing whatever he wants. It's fantastic. Well done to him. That's what you want to be doing. Because it just makes sense. So how do you break free from this over-learning cycle? Well, number one, pick your core key concepts. Choose one or two to focus on. For example, price action and order blocks. Forget everything else. I know price action's a bit of a bigger one where it's going to be order blocks with FVGs and this and that, but it could be different. It could be, I'm going to look at FVGs, order blocks, and volume oscillators. That's it. That's all I'm going to do. Simplify your strategy. Turn your chosen concepts into a simple, repeatable strategy with a few step-by-step entry rules. Then just stick to your plan. Commit to your strategy, ignore the noise. Don't add anything more in, you don't need to, no matter how great the temptation is. And that is temptation, isn't it? Do you want more? I can give you more. I can give you this money. I can give you this car. I can give you this thing. I mean, that's how, the devil, for example, is supposed to tempt you with things that you don't have, saying, oh, you can't do all these things. That's what's happening here with your head. It's going, oh, but you could add an awesome oscillator into it. And we know that could be the missing key ingredient. Right? You don't need to do that. All you need to do is backtest it, track your progress, keep a trading journal to document your trades, and then just refine your strategy. That is it. And to give it more of a personal note here, guys, as I've said before, when I first started trading, this took me ages to do this. I made the same mistake as everyone else. I tried to learn everything. I thought the more I knew, the better I'd be. But it didn't grow my account. It didn't even get me an account. It just grew my doubts. I was stuck in analysis paralysis, overthinking every trade. I knew so much information. It was crazy in 3 years. It was nuts. Breakout trades. support and resistance trades, supply and demand, overbought and oversold. You know what my thoughts are on that. Smart money concepts. I knew it all. And when my mentor, he used to get so angry at me, my mentor. Alex, we don't care about that stuff. Stop talking about it. What he'd always say to me, stop talking about it. It's not part of the strategy. Is that part of the strategy? No, it's not. So therefore, if it's not part of the strategy, it's not something that you can make you money. Unless you have back-tested it, Alex, you've got no idea. Yeah, you're right. That's the overall rule, 100%. And he burnt that into my memory. I felt like a child when I was being with him, but I am so grateful for him. So grateful for being that way. Because I'm over this hill now. He could shout, scream at me as much as he wanted. And he did. He would literally shout at me. I was like, I'm paying for a guy to shout at me. This is crazy. But I'm here. I'm here right now, thanks to him. And I'm carrying on that journey for you guys here. RoadToForex.com. RoadToForex.com if you want to work with me. So, yeah, guys. If you're feeling stuck, remember this. The more you know, it's not the answer. Simplify your trading approach. The Forex market rewards clarity, focus, and action, not how much you know. It's your challenge here. Pick one or two concepts to master. Commit to them. Turn them into a strategy and watch your trading take off. Anyway, guys, that is it from me. I hope you've had a wonderful day, a prosperous trading day, and I will see you in the next one. Bye.